Good morning, everybody. It's me, Buddha, from Surf Guru for your Foam Ball Friday, Sand Facial Saturday, and Swami Says Sunday Surf Report, all brought to you by the Main Street Pub. Home of fresh squeeze drinks and live music due to the virus. Main Street Pub has party packs to go. Your choice, Famous Orange Crush, Grapefruit Crush, or Margarita Party Packs to go. Check out their Facebook page for more info, and I hear they're going to be opening up on a limited basis next week. Check them out, Main Street Pub. All right, surf. Pretty quiet out there. Yesterday was small leftover day. The day before, Gnarly Charlie said it was about as good as it gets down at Spanny Hole. And it was pretty fun looking little waves there. Now it's back to normal. Reality here, we got a little front coming through. Nice, cool weather out there. Northwest winds shifting to north winds. And a little bit of wind today, maybe up to 10 to 15 out of the north to northeast. By the end of the day, it's going to shift around, maybe even by east. But it looks like on Tuesday, Saturday, it's going to be a beautiful day. Winds just die out for the weekend. Looks like really light winds onshore. One of those days where it's barely blowing. Come on, Buddha, spit out. Barely blowing. During the middle of the day, it'll probably die out. Now, guess what? There's a little background baby groundswell that might show up on Saturday and Sunday. Now, it might not be very big, but there's nothing really to block it out, so it's only supposed to be in the knee to thigh high zone, but there could be a couple waist high sets, maybe a little bigger one at the right tides. Now, it looks like Sunday's going to be a little smaller, but it'll hang out, and I wouldn't be surprised even Palm Beach or something, just a bump over there. You never know, but it's like a good groundswell period, but just not much juice to it. So we'll just have to wait and see. Just be ready for Saturday and Sunday. That there's possibility at some spots there might be a little bit of a break for like an hour or two during the right tides because the winds are going to be super light, so winds shouldn't affect it too much. Then Monday looks like the winds are going to go back offshore, another quick cold front coming our way, or winds from the west anyway, and there'll be a background leftover bump for Monday if there's any left. It's not going to be very big, so don't expect big surf this weekend, but you might get some lucky little clean lines for a couple hours. All right, you guys, take it easy. Remember about quivergrip.com? Killer way to store your board. Check out this commercial and check them out at quivergrip.com. All right, we'll be back for the Mahalo Monday to see what's going on. Check out Main Street Pub to get your party packs to go, or check them on Facebook and see when they're going to open back up. I think a lot of places are going to open up next week a little bit with 25% seating capabilities, hopefully. All right, you guys take easy and stay safe. Surf Guru. See ya. A cure-all product for surfboard storage. It's the only surfboard storage solution you'll need. Quiver Grip installs just about anywhere. It's simple, safe, and secure location for your surfboards. Check them out at quivergrip.com.